on page 11, item 109. Did someone request page 109? I got a check there. Did I make a mistake?
No, it was dealt with the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Page 13, I had two checks. I had a check on page 13, 667, and I had a check on 110 on, I guess that's 685. Are there any discussion on those matters? Supervisor Rice?
I have a question maybe for staff on the second one, on the fiscal note item. The language that's changed in line 694, the last page 13, changes it again from mandatory to permissive, that the agency may assist the author in the preparation of the fiscal note. I think, in my view, you know, that mandatory language makes sense because we do want independent review of these items, and we do want, I think, a separate set of eyes determining what the fiscal impact is. We don't want the author to be driving the determination of what the fiscal effect is, or the fiscal note. And so my question is, why the change to remove the requirement that the agency be involved?
And
yeah.
That's a good point. Terry, you want to respond to that, or you don't remember?
My best recollection, Chairman, on this one, and again, we've been working on this a long time, is that for supervisor resolutions or ordinances, county board staff does the fiscal notes, not the departments. However, we may get the assistance from departments on those. But primarily, that's not the responsibility of the department to do a fiscal note for a supervisor-authored resolution. That is responsibility of county board staff. And this gives the department a little wiggle room to assist us. But it's still the primary responsibility of county board staff.
So that shell is a little strong, that you don't really need them, but May is fits the shoe better.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying, Steve, Mr. Katie?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, thank you. I would like to go back to the citations, and I'm just make sure that I understand this properly. That you said now the supervisor with this new starting with citations 1 through 2. That they no longer be recorded. Supervisors can have their own citations from this point on, and they can sign off. Only time that will be recorded if we go to the county board.
The
sponsor supervisor will also sign with the chair of the committee, chairman of the county board, and the supervisor will sign off on that citation. Am I correct? I want to make sure I understand that.
Mr. Chairman, that is my general understanding as well. This was language put forward by the county clerk, and I would ask him if he has anything to add to it.
Essentially, instead of the full county board voting on the citation, it would be approved essentially by the county board chairman and the supervisor or supervisor requesting the resolution. The citation still would be put in the file and published in the journal.
Mr. Chair, now you stated earlier if the county supervisor in this can do the citation, but it will not be a procedure. But if approved by the county board, there will be a procedure. Am I correct? Okay,
well,
that's it.
You say this doesn't come before the county board at all.
So it doesn't go to the chair. You have a problem with that?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the language really says that if the chairman signs it, that's treated as if it were approved by the county board.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my assumption, since our names are assigned to this, that we would, but there would be some mechanism to make us aware of what citations have been issued over our names.
She'll still come to the board, I believe. That's what you're saying.
Would it still come to the board?
Nope.
But again, all the members of the board names necessarily wouldn't be on the citation. It would be the requesting supervisor and the chairman who would sign off.
then it's not an act on behalf of the county board or reflecting the body in its totality?
The ordinance says that if it's signed by the county chairman, it would be considered to have been approved by the entire county board. Essentially, what the board is doing is delegating citation authority to the chairman.
It seems to me that, and that's just, it's just an opinion, but it seems to me to diminish to a great degree the impact of those citations for the party receiving them. I'm not too sure I favor this kind of idea. Yeah.
Okay, Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just going to say what Supervisor Broderick said. It would diminish the impact to the person receiving it. And also, you could end up having a situation where citations are going out that appear to be from the entire board on items that multiple members of the board might not be supportive of. So I would urge caution.
We're going to get some check and balance on that. So, okay. We'll refer that to the Judiciary Committee, get some check and balance. We got some real concerns about it. So, I mean, if I was here, I would have none, but since I won't be here, I didn't. Okay. Is there any other question on page 13? Okay. Now we're on page 14, item 700. Did we take care of that already?
Yep.
Okay. We have...